What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Man up and answer the question. Would you move Max Clark for Emmanuel Clase? Gator won't. Maybe you will. 248-539-9797. Wow. I'm just messing with you, man.
So what's interesting with Clase is I just looked at did a quick look at his game log. His last 27 innings pitch, he's only given up 4 earned runs.
Yep.
In those 27 innings. That's awfully good. He had a rough month of April where he gave up a bunch of runs. Outside of that, he's been really, really good. I'm not against Class A, per se, but I do think giving up Max Clark for him is too much.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is a hypothetical. I think that you talk about a price that you would need to pay to get it done. That would be one of them. The idea of having him back into the bullpen with that guy and others is very, very attractive. But look, you know, they can probably get somebody really good for less of a price, right?
Yeah, and Bednar is awfully good as well. Yeah, love to have either one of these guys. It's just what I don't think you're typically trading a, you know, bullpen arm and getting a top 10 prospect in baseball.
Just something we threw out there. I will tell you this. I do agree that there is probably a more of a commitment to keeping Max Clark and seeing him develop in their system. Then I think they're pretty committed to keeping him. I don't know if anybody's untouchable, but I think I would be a little bit surprised if Harris moved on from him. 248-539-9797. Jim in Livonia. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, Doug. And I hope you fellas are having a nice day today.
Oh, thank you.
You were asking earlier about Belfast and the so-called marching day and so forth.
Yes.
Actually, what that is, July the 12th is Orangeman's Day in Northern Ireland. And that is the anniversary of the Battle of the Boyne, at which William of Orange defeated the Catholic troops of James II. And the Protestant troops of William the Orange, having won, that divided Ireland into Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, and Northern Ireland became part of the British Empire.
I hope told you.
Actually, if I was to draw a comparison, Orangeman's Day in Belfast would be like St. Paddy's Day in Dublin.
Okay. All right. So everybody gets hammered.
And they do have a big march where they march through the streets of Belfast.
So what does that have to do with Marching Day?
Well, they march. There is a march that takes place.
But it's called...
So they march through the streets of Belfast, and they call it Marching Day, but it's actually the celebration of Orangeman's Day. which is really the name of the so-called holiday. It's a big holiday.
Come on,
Doc. I'm used to most. Thank you very much for the explanation, Jim. I'm used to most holidays having one name, but Orangeman's Day and Marching Day, same thing, apparently.
Well, I'm used to calling the British Open, or the French Open, the French Open. Whatever reason, these people want us to call it something else.
Yeah, Gator's not happy about that. Pretentiousness at its finest.
So I'm going to call it Orangeman's Day.
All right, so feedback. You're going to call what's going call on in Royal Portrush?
If I had the pleasure of going to Ireland, I would just enjoy it.
Dude.
I'd like to see Ireland one of these days.
It was a thought, and unfortunately, not happening.
I'll tell you what. If I win the lottery.
Okay.
I'll be happy to take you and your wife to Ireland.
Oh, that'd be fun. The three of us?
Yeah. Well, maybe some more people involved.
Okay, yeah.
We'll go and enjoy.
We'll go to Ireland?
Ireland, maybe Scotland.
How about, would you take us to the Open?
The what?
I'm not going to mess with this in case you win the lottery. Would you take us to the British Open?
Sure.
Okay.
Man, if Gator wins the lottery, Doug, you are in for a huge windfall.
Yeah, kids' college paid for and a trip to Ireland.
Yeah, there's no telling what else, man. And the British Open. You owe Gator.
I do.
He probably does.
I do. This completely hollow gesture that he's made.
It's not hollow until when it comes true.
Yeah, you owe him.
Yeah. King, where would you like to go? Where do you want to go? I'll take you anywhere you want to go.
Yeah, he's extraordinarily generous with this lot of winnings.
So generous.
It's got to be somewhere I kind of want to go, though. So
you're too kind, Gator. Too kind.
Yeah.
This guy. I mean, what a guy.
Want to go to Hawaii?
Sure. Any island I want.
Yeah. You and the wife want to go? You want to go? We'll spend like 2 weeks in Maui. Does that sound good?
You're just too generous, man. With these fake winnings, just don't go. I don't want you to go broke.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. What's the point of winning the money if I can't spend it and enjoy it with my friends?
That's right.
That's true.
What's the point?
Yep.
You're welcome.
We owe you.
It's no, you don't owe me anything yet. It's my pleasure.
Feedback coming to the Carson Anderson inbox. Doug, I had a beer slush at an all-inclusive resort. It's called an iceberg. They mixed it with lime margarita mix. It was really refreshing by the pool. That's from Dave in a work truck.
That's an interesting thought.
It really is. And I'm thinking about it right now.
I'm totally thinking about it now. Like some sort of limeade, ice, and
beer.
But the tough thing is, like, if you blend it, you're going to,
I don't know,
it's carbonated. So
I don't know.
Like, how do you get that to happen? I guess what you would do, maybe I'm wrong on this, is you would blend up the ice first, the ice and the margarita mix first, right?
Yep.
Just a little bit of the lime because you don't want it to overpower it. And then you'd pour the beer on top of it.
Maybe.
And leave it in the freezer for a little bit so it doesn't automatically melt the ice. The beer doesn't automatically melt the ice.
More feedback here to the Carson Anderson inbox. Boone's in Traverse City, half frozen margarita, half Mexican beer. It's phenomenal. That's from Eric in Traverse City.
Okay.
Not a convenience store, but a Slurpee suggestion. An apple orchard by me makes apple cider slushies. Add a shot of cinnamon whiskey to that and buckle up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay. All right.
You don't have to tell me twice.
No.
All right. People are still sending in. Today is 7-Eleven, so people are sending in their convenience store purchases, their go-to convenience store purchases, and Gator is rating them, on a scale of 1 to 12. JN in Ann Arbor says a coffee and a $2 scratch-off is his go-to convenience store purchase.
Look, if people are coffee drinkers, that's what they do. They go in there and get the coffee. So, yeah, go 10 out of 12 for you. And the scratch-off, I've never been a scratch-off fan. Going 6 out of 12.
6 out of 12?
Yeah.
A Coke Slurpee and a bag of Gardettos. That's like the Chex Mix thing.
Okay.
Isn't it? Like pretzels and right. The round.
Yeah, yeah.
Rye, whatever the hell those things are.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
What's the first part of that?
Coke Slurpee.
Slurpee's like, you know, that's a solid 10 out of 12 right there. I think you got to go with a cherry, but if you want to go cherry and Coke, now you got something going. So overall, I'm going to go with, I'll leave it at 10 out of 12.
10 out of 12. Polish sausage hot dog with liquid nacho cheese on top from the Meyer gas station. That's from Wade in Swartz Creek.
It sounds sketch McGetch, and yet I'd still try it. 9 out of 12.
Okay. The Werner's Slurpee, a big bag of peanut butter M&Ms, or the teriyaki beef jerky. That's from Joe in Westland.
A lot happening there. 10 out of 12.
Yep. Okay. Gator needs to get off his ass and win the lotto before all your kids graduate.
I'll feel bad if I win the lottery after your kids have graduated, and then it feels like it's an empty gesture, and I'm just taking you.
Then it will be an empty gesture.
Because then I'm just taking you to like the Open. The British Open at that point. That's what I'm doing. Hey, listen. Sorry I didn't win this on time for you. Here's a check, and we're going to the British Open. How's that?
It's hysterical.
Right, the British Open, or would you rather Ryder Cup?
Ryder Cup.
Okay.
That's Ryder Cup in Europe is a bucket list item for me. Here's a problem. Ryder Cup is always on a weekend in September.
Well, you'll have to make up your mind what's more important.
What's more important to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
getting the free trip to the Ryder Cup when I win the lottery. Or, you know, work in some college football game.
Yeah. Michigan and Oklahoma.
Doug, you got to tell your kid, the last one, to keep delaying college because it's going to get paid for.
It's going to get paid for eventually. Gator, yeah. All we need when Gator hits the Mega Millions.
Yes. Yep. Or Powerball.
Or Powerball. I don't know. No. Depends which one's higher. I keep the dream alive. I'm sorry. I keep the dream alive.
He definitely does that, people.
My dream becomes your dream.
Yes, I always hope for it.
And Kang, your dream too.
Well, my kids are young, so I got some time.
Yeah, you got plenty of time for this nap.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.